Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
As much as things change, some things, they just stay the same. Seasons turn, rosters shift, and uniforms change. But when the lights come on and the games mean just a little bit more, the same names have a way of finding one another. No matter the month, no matter the year, no matter the circumstance, and no matter the classification. Some rivalries don't need an introduction. They don't need any reminder. And so the question is asked, why does change feel uncomfortable? Maybe because it brings endings, because it forces decisions, because once it arrives, there's no going back. And that's exactly what February does on the hardwood. It doesn't offer comfort. It doesn't bend. It doesn't soften the edges. It strips everything down, your preparation, your composure, your resolve. One dribble, one shot, one possession at a time. Yet in the midst of all of the chaos, ironically, there stands a little bit of comfort tonight. Because in East Alabama, there's something grounded about this rivalry. The floor hasn't changed. The echo still sounds the same. But you're reminded of exactly what matters. And this is why these names continue to find each other. Glenwood and Lee Scott. A year ago, in this very place, they met with everything on the line, with the Warriors clinging to an area championship in the girls' and the boys' varsity ball. And now tonight, it brings them back yet again. Inside the hallowed ground of Sanford Gymnasium here at the Academy, as the 3A AHSAA Region 6 area championship looms in the balance. Both teams are already postseason bound, and for many programs, that would be enough. But rivalries don't stop it enough. Not in Phoenix City and not here in Auburn, Alabama. Tonight is about positioning. It's about pride. It's about a trophy, a championship, and a crowning, saying that we are the best in the area, all while your rival watches from the other side of the floor. And with the new classifications reshaping in the AHSAA, region splitting, the paths changing, nights like this could be at a premium. This could be one of those final times these teams meet with anything other than a state championship on the line. So we let it settle in, because as much as things change, some things, they just stay the same. It's Glenwood. It's Lee Scott Academy. It's the 3A AHSAA Region 6 Area Championship. And when we come back, we'll take you through these teams' two matchups in the regular season. We'll dive into some of the individual numbers, get you keys to the game, and starting lineups as Radio Alabama Sports and the Lee Scott Sports Network count you down to tip-off right here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Time now for the keys to the game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral on Tiger Country 104.5.
A rivalry that needs no introduction, a game that needs no introduction. We welcome you back inside Sanford Gymnasium for the 3A AHSAA Region 6 Area Championship. It's Glenwood, it's Lee Scott. Why would you want it any other way? Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game. They're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. First one for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. Don't be out physical down low. You have to find a way to gang rebound, especially on the defensive end of the floor. This Glenwood team, very similar to a Tennessee team, if you will, in the college basketball perspective. Sometimes their best shots come when you chuck a shot at the rim and they can get an offensive rebound. Lee Scott did a very good job of that in game one here in the academy. Didn't do it as well back at Glenwood, resulting in that 60-59 loss that we will discuss here in just a few moments. Second, create live ball turnovers. This coach, Corey Harrison, coach squad, has turned up the defensive pressure, the defensive tenacity, especially in the full court. They're no longer going back and setting up sets in the half court. They are trying to create live ball turnovers on their side of the floor to lead to easy layups. One that we brought about on Friday evening, secondary scoring. You know that Clark Ivett is going to get hers tonight. Challenge for me tonight, two others need 8 points at least. Is that going to be Maggie Herndon? Is that going to be Sydney Dunlap? Is that going to be Lucy Zellner, Haynes Kesey? Two Warriors need 8 points tonight. And fourth, maybe this answers it. Prediction tonight, Maggie Herndon will be a difference maker for you here tonight. Someone that has struggled from the perimeter over the last couple of games. I say no more to that. Maggie Herndon is going to play a big factor in this contest here tonight. So those are tonight's keys to the game presented by Jeffco Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. We'll take a break. We'll come back, have the prayer and the anthem, and we'll get you starting lineups and opening tip on the other side of this break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The prayer has been said, anthem has been sang here inside Sanford Gymnasium, which means we're just about ready for action between the Glenwood Gators and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. A 5'7 junior guard, she wears number 2, coming off a 12-point outing, Miss Haynes Kesey. A 5'4 junior guard wearing number 5, dropped 6 threes in this matchup last time inside Sanford Gymnasium, Miss Sydney Dunlap. A forward standing at 5'10, a junior and patroller of the paint, Miss Lucy Zellner. A sniper from downtown, a 5'8 junior, she wears number 20, Miss Maggie Herndon. And the engine that makes this team go, coming off a career-high 43 points. The last time these teams met, a sophomore guard standing at 5'10, Miss Clark Ivitz. The Glenwood Gators win the tip. And we're off and running here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Gators in their road, black on blacks. The Warriors in their whites. The power blue stripe going down the side. The Warriors script in red, but the numbers on front and back. The layup from Palmore is no good. Clark Ivett the rebound. And Ivett will work her way up the right side of the floor. The Lee Scott Warriors going left to right on your radio dial as we see it. Bounce pass to Sydney Dunlap goes right between the wickets. A turnover for Lee Scott Academy on their first possession here tonight. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us. Whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, it's Hallie Palmore that will do a majority of the ball handling for this Gator team. She gets it down low. Layup blocked by Zellner. Offensive rebound blocked again. White the offensive rebound. Layup is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. They will say it is in favor of the Warriors. Nice defense down low, right on cue. Mentioned the paint patroller from Lucy Zellner. Two blocks early here tonight. Still knotted at zero. Ivett, the dribble handoff with Sydney Dunlap. Now Haynes Kesey just beyond the left wing. Dunlap, or Zellner, apologies, then had it at the top of the key. Tried to put it on the floor and got it stripped. Able to get it back. It'll force a tie-up with Glenwood winning the tip. It'll be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. 1 minute gone by here in this first quarter. The 3A AHSAA Area 6 championship here tonight. Maggie Herndon gets inside the free throw line, throws it up, can't get it to go with the right hand. Ball knocked around and into the hands of Claire Hargrove for the Gators. Now Palmore looks to push in transition. Gets it to Emerson White. Bounce pass is kicked by Clark Ivitz. It'll be Glenwood basketball, baseline left under their own basket. Palmore will be the inbounder for this Gator squad, trying to find somebody open, close to a 5-second violation. Able to get it to Emerson White, spins back towards the middle of the floor. Nice defense by Maggie Herndon. The layup is short. Ivett now pushes in transition. Sydney Dunlap in the short corner. She gets cut off, tries to get it to Herndon, but it's intercepted. 2-on-1 go the Glenwood Gators. Palmore tries to take it coast to coast, but Clark Ivett knocks it out of bounds and knocks it off the knee of Palmore. We're going the other way. Not necessarily a pretty start to the contest here tonight. Very similar to what you saw the last time these two teams met at Glenwood back on January 26th. This Warrior team did not score for the first 6 minutes of the contest. Haynes Kesey, dribble handoff to Dunlap. She gets to the top of the key. Gators staying in their man-to-man defense, hoping that this motion will get them a little bit out of sorts. That being said, it's man-to-man until Clark Ivett gets the basketball. Skip pass. Maggie Herndon in the far corner. Her three is good. Right back to the Jeffcoat Trent. Keys to the game. Maggie Herndon going to be a big impact in this contest. Struggling over the past couple of games. How nice is it to see the first one go down without any hesitation? Palmore now gets inside. Kicks it to White. Her far corner triple is short off the glass. Clark Ivett on the floor, and another jump ball is going to be called. It's a quick whistle and not necessarily one that I completely agree with it being a jump ball, as Clark Ivett had it and turned her back on the opponents and almost just a hug. But got the whistle, keeps it on this side with the Glenwood Gators. 5.5 to play, 3-0 Warriors. Palmore has it. She's now doubled by Dunlap. Outlet pass almost gets intercepted by Clark Ivett. Palmore is able to get it at the half-court stripe. She works her way to the short corner. Dribble handoff and then right back to Palmore. And she'll set things up at the top of the key, guarded by Haynes Kesey, somebody we've complimented for so long with her on-ball defense. That time, Palmore gets the best of her. The free throw line jumper is good. 3-2 is your score here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 3 minutes into the contest,
and a great call on the officials. It was a dribble handoff, and Emerson Whites and Clark Ivett have a little bit of history. Whites with a little push on Clark Ivett, well away from the basketball. That's going to be her first personal. Definitely something to keep an eye on here tonight. Ivett has it guarded by White. The dribble handoff with Maggie Herndon. Now Sydney. And now back to Haynes. Every Warrior has touched the ball on this possession. Ivett thought about the three. Pump fake. Blows by the defender. Works her way into the paint. And throws it up and in with the right hands. That patented little floater from Clark Ivett gives the Warriors a three-point lead. 5-2 halfway through this first quarter. White. Skip pass to the far corner. Now down low. Guarded by Lucy Zellner. And the shooting foul is going to be called. Oh, man, Lucy played great defense on it. It was very similar to what you saw with her two blocks earlier. They're going to say she got a little bit of the arm. And that'll send Caden Henderson to the free throw line. But she can't knock down the first. And as of now, there's no official foul counts on the scorer's table. So we'll go with our unofficial one here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A foul apiece so far here tonight. 0 for 2 from the line is Henderson. Offensive rebound is with Moody, but she brought it down to her waist, and Haynes Kesey, able to force the tie-up, gives it right back to the Warriors. Sutton Lewis checks in for Lucy Zellner. But the other four starters still on the floor for the Warriors here tonight. 5-2. Ivett works her way, running left, leaves the floater short this time, and Palmore able to gather the defensive rebound at the opposing free throw line, runs her way in transition, and Haynes Kesey, not wanting to pick up a foul, will allow Palmore to lay it in. 5-4 is your score. Ivett has it now quickly at the top of the key. The Gator defense has consolidated a little bit, almost allowing and daring this Glenwood team to shoot. And now Palmore a little too aggressive. She's going to get called for the reach-in foul on Haynes Kesey. Under 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Ivett trying to go one-on-one with Emerson White. Apologies. Dunlap. Kick out to Haynes Kesey. Back to the top of the key in Maggie Herndon. Right back to Dunlap. She's left alone. Her three-pointer can't bank it home. But Maggie Herndon, the offensive rebound. Down low to Clark Ivett. And she's wide open and lays it off the glass. 4 points now for Clark Ivett. 7-4 is your score. 3.5 to play. Henderson will bring the ball up the right side of the floor. Right by the scorer's table. Works her way down low. And a foul on the floor by Sutton Lewis. Henderson was about to go up, but ran into Lewis, who was trying to what appeared to look like draw a charge, but then almost had second guesses with how fast Henderson was working her way in the paint. Inbound goes over the head of Henderson. Clark Ivett able to gather it. It's a one-on-four. She still takes it inside anyway. Spins her way down low. Sydney Dunlap, left-handed layup, no. Ball knocked around. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll say that it goes out on Sydney Dunlap. No, apologies. They're going to say that was out on Sutton Lewis. It'll be Gator basketball. 7-4 is your Warrior lead here with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Palmore brings the ball up, or rather that's White, who almost had it poked from behind by Herndon, but able to still get into the hands of a Gator. Palmore now one dribble pull up from the three-point line is no good. Lewis will gather the rebounds. It could have been called for a foul. As Palmore, that would have been her second. Lewis in transition. Now Sydney Dunlap, her three is too strong off the back iron. Maggie Herndon's able to track down the offensive rebound, has her legs taken out from under her, but instead they're going to call a jump ball. Oh my goodness. Looked like a running back trying to turn the corner. Herndon had her legs taken out from under her, but instead the jump ball is in favor of the Gators. So we'll stay on this left side of the floor. 7-4, 2.5 in the first. Palmore, step back three, too strong off the back iron. And now Palmore, a loose ball foul, going for the offensive rebound. It's a great call. She dragged down Haynes Kesey. And that's now two on Palmore. And my goodness, is that a big thing to keep an eye on. This Gator team runs through Hallie Palmore. We saw it in the first time in this matchup here inside Sanford Gymnasium. When she doesn't have it, my goodness, Maggie Herndon from Columbus. She left it short. Sutton Lewis tried to save it from going out of bounds, but stepped on the baseline. It'll be Gator basketball. But you saw what this Gator team looked like when Palmore was in foul trouble. Felt very clunky. Not a lot of flow. So you'll see right now, Coach Dusty Perdue of the Glenwood Gators keeping number three in the basketball game as the Warriors lead it 7-4. Hargrove works her way down low. Couldn't get the layup to go, but it's knocked off the hands of Sutton Lewis. She was boxing out, expecting it to hit the rim. It did not. And unfortunate there because she had the right positioning, but almost just reflexes, knocks it out of bounds. As Palmore inbounds it to Hargrove on the left wing, down low to Reagan Bone, who's just checked into the contest. Out to Emerson White. Her right wing three is an air ball. Fight for the basketball. Should be Warrior ball and is. Nice defense by the Lee Scott Warriors on that possession. Had to do it for almost a minute. 1:48 to play here in this opening period. Dunlap gets to the left wing and will back things back out. Gets it to Haynes Kesey, almost a backcourt violation. Dribble handoff with Ibit. Gets her way to the left elbow. Sydney Dunlap, 4-3, right in front of the Gator bench. Couldn't get it to go off a couple of bounces from the rim. Reagan Bone tracks down the defensive rebounds. And that's a name that you're going to want to look to and pay attention to as an offensive foul is going to be called on Emerson White. That's her second personal. They're going to say she extended the elbow. To be completely honest, not sure if I was blocked by the Warrior defender. I didn't see too much on it. But that's now two on White, two on Palmore. So any common foul will lead to free throws as the Warriors lead it 7-4, approaching 60 seconds to play here in this opening period. Lewis sets the screen for Clark Ivett. The 18-foot jumper can't go down. And Lily will clear the rebound. Palmore guarded coast-to-coast by Haynes Kesey. Now the left wing in Hargrove, a nice switch for the Warriors and a nice job staying in possession and not panicking. They forced a turnover on Claire Hargrove. Instead of completely switching, it was almost we're going to blitz with a dribble handoff and allow everybody else to scramble drill behind us. At least got basketball. They are in front 7-4. As Clark Ivett is brought to the floor, trying to come off a screen. The ball is knocked out of her hands and goes out of bounds. And the referee is going to say that Clark Ivett falls. I understand that you don't necessarily want to call a foul on a Gator who is on the floor and Clark Ivett trips over her, but if you're out of position, you're out of position. Palmore has it, running the left side of the floor. Kick to Lily Moody. She gets to the free throw line and is cut off by Maggie Herndon. Nice defense down low. Almost intercepted by Sydney Dunlap. It's back to Hargrove. Now back out to Henderson. Pass from the elbow is intercepted by Haynes Kesey. Maggie Herndon. Now Clark Ivett with 15 seconds. 14 seconds. Hesitation dribble gets cut off in the short corner. And she'll back things out and hold for the final shot. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, between the legs, dribble, step back, hesitation, and she loses it, almost has it stripped, gets it to Herndon, and she's unable to put up a field goal attempt before the clock hits triple zeros. Not necessarily a pretty quarter by either team, but all things considered, it's a three-point Warrior lead after eight. Lee Scott Academy here at home in the area championship leads it 7-4 after one. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Area championship here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And it's the rival Glenwood Gators on the road here at the Academy as the Lee Scott Warriors look to go back-to-back in as many years in the AHSAA. It's 7-4. The Warriors have the lead. Still going left to right on your radio dial. Again, both teams going away from their bench in the first half. It'll be flipped in the second. Pass down low. And a jump ball is going to be called with Haynes Kesey. And that'll be in favor of the Glenwood Gators. 7-4 after one. And again, not necessarily a pretty first quarter by either team. As the inbounds pass goes to half court, nobody was there. Lucy Zellner steals it, gets it to Maggie Herndon. Her three-pointer is no good. And Palmore with the rebound. She now shows off the speed. Eurostep throws it down low, but it goes off the hands of her teammates. Teams trade turnovers here in the second quarter. The speed of the game wouldn't necessarily tell you the score. That being said, if I read you the turnover numbers, which we don't have the official amount, but you'd say it would be right up there with the amount of points scored. 11 points so far tonight, around that many of turnovers. As Ivett has it on the left wing, gets the screen from Dunlap. She goes behind it. Clark Ivett pulls it from three, can't get it to go. 5-4 the basketball underneath the basket. Should be another jump ball, and is this time will favor the Warriors. The number of jump balls racking up here early as well. This was a 66-33 win for the Lee Scott Warriors, the first time these teams met and the last time they came here inside Sanford Gymnasium. This was a 60-59 loss for the Warriors in round two back on January 26th. Ivett runs her way to the left side of the floor, and she's hit on the forearm. She'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Clark Ivett had 4 points in that first period. Maggie Herndon had the other three. So Ivett looking to lead to her totals. And the best thing about it, if there was a best thing, if you told Clark this or asked Clark about it, she wouldn't give too much of a comment as the first free throw finds the bottom of the net. It was a 60-59 loss, but Clark Ivett, again, a stellar performance. After the Warriors didn't score for the first 6 minutes of the game, almost single-handedly brought this team back. She had a career-high 43 points in that loss, and the Warriors fought all the way back, had a chance to win it at the buzzer, but couldn't get it to go. So looking to win the best two out of three and win the one that really matters here tonight, the area championship, the one seed into the 3A postseason. Ivett goes 2-for-2 from the line. Palmore dribbled her feet, or shuffled her feet rather, didn't get called for it, as did Henderson. This time she won't get away with it. And we're going the other way. We've had five or six possessions so far in the second quarter. Five of them have been turnovers, and the other one has led to Clark Ivett shooting free throws. The storyline of the game so far tonight, 9-4 with 6.5 to play in the second. Haynes Kesey tries to get downhill, kicks it to Rayleigh Langford. Her three-pointer is off the front of the rim, no good. Henderson with the long rebounds. It's Ivett, Kesey, Zellner, Herndon, and Langford. Haynes Kesey strips the pockets of Palmore. Right-handed layup is blocked from behind off the padding. Nice closing speed from Claire Hargrove as Haynes Kesey slowed down a little bit. Thought she was all alone, but it will stay Warrior basketball with the baseline right. Inbound to Ivett. She runs to the top of the key. Off-ball screen from Langford. Gets it right back to Ivett. Guarded by Henderson. She could ISO this if she wanted to, but again, the Gators have moved not quite to a 2-3, but everything but that, really consolidating, forcing this Lee Scott team to shoot it from behind the three-point line. Langford has it, gets the screen from Kesey. Now dribble handoff with Herndon. And Lily Moody lowers her shoulder. A late whistle, but the correct call. Apologies, don't have the name or the name of the first fouler that got Ivett to the free throw line early in the second quarter. Ivett has it following the inbound. Now Rayleigh Langford, crossover dribble, gets inside the free throw line, works her way to the short corner, then gets cut off and gets it right back to Ivett. Guarded by Henderson. Step back. Clark Ivett's going to pull it. She knocks it down. Clark Ivett, a couple hesitation dribbles, a crossover, a step back, and over the hand of Caden Henderson, who has a couple of inches on Clark Ivett. It didn't matter. Clark Ivins, her 9th points of tonight. A full timeout. We'll take one with them. 12-4, 5:27 to play here in this second quarter. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
.27 remaining here in this second quarter. Lee Scott Academy has opened up the lead just a little bit. It's 12-4. Following the Clark Ivett knockdown three, she has 9 here tonight. And a reminder that the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The area championship here at the Academy. Glenwood and Lee Scott doing battle. These teams split the regular season. Warriors here at home looking to get the title for the second straight year under Coach Corey Harrison. As Hallie Palmore works her way to the left side of the floor, it's blocked by Zellner, but I think she's going to get called for the personal foul. That's a really tough foul to be called on Lucy Zellner. Saw a lot of ball on that. But that's now 2 on Lucy Zellner. As Palmore knocks down the front end. To show you how much Hallie Palmore means to this Glenwood team, it's 12-5. Palmore has all 5. Second free throw is short. Offensive rebound and the layup is good. Lily Moody now adds to the total, and a 3-point possession. Clark Ivett step in, walk in 3 from the same spot. Can't get it to go, but Rayleigh Langford is there for the strong side offensive rebound. Ivett now will set up the offense, now standing on the left wing, ready to set the screen or get the screen from Maggie Herndon. Herndon now has it on the left wing. Ivett now bobbles it momentarily, works her way inside, throws it up, can't get the layup to go. Reagan Bone will sky for the rebound. Reagan got in foul trouble early on in this contest and really became a non-factor, was the exact opposite of that. In their return matchup, back inside at Glenwood. Could be an offensive foul. No whistle. Lily Moody now back-to-back points. She went right into the chest of Sutton Lewis and lowered it a little bit more than just a regular offensive move. Langford. Hand off to Haynes Kesey. Now to Herndon. Herndon puts it on the floor. Works away down low. Nice pass. Sutton Lewis. Kick out. Rayleigh Langford. The Warriors need it. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound is fought for. Haynes Kesey is thrown to the floor, but a jump ball is going to be the signal. It'll be Glenwood Gator basketball. And now for one of the few times, the first time here tonight, those that have made the trip from Phoenix City, you're hearing their appreciation of the hustle by the Glenwood Gators, feeling a little bit of the momentum. The lead is down to 3. It was 8 about a minute ago. Halfway through this second quarter exactly, 12-9 is the Warrior lead. Palmore has it running up the center of the floor. Dribble handoff with Henderson. Now to Emerson White, guarded by Rayleigh Langford. Skip pass back to Palmore, running the left side of the floor. Now back to the right, floats it up and floats it in. A game of runs here in the second quarter. And it's back to a 1-point game, 12-11. Clark Ivett, top of the key, 3 is too strong off the back iron. Sutton Lewis able to gather the rebound, and she gets tugged from behind and brought to the floor, and the referee calls a travel. Sutton skied for it, came down with it. Was almost bear hugged from the back, and it gets called for the travel. And now Palmore in transition, left-handed layup, no good. Lewis, the tip out to Herndon, outlet pass to Clark Ivett. Nobody there with her, right-handed layup is good. Ivett now with 7 here in the second. She has 11 tonight. 14-11 is your score. Warriors not necessarily full court pressing, but full court pressuring the inbound. And then once that inbound happens, everybody kind of leaks their way back to the half court. White tries the bounce pass to Henderson, but passes it to nobody. Got it to Davis McIsaac on the other side of the scorer's table. Out of bounds, Warrior basketball with 2:48 to play here in the second quarter. 14-11 is your score in this fast-paced, low-scoring first half affair between Glenwood and your Warriors of Lee Scott Academy. Kesey has it at the top of the key. Bounce pass, Maggie Herndon wide open on the right wing. She's too strong with it. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay on this side of the floor with the Warriors. Man, it looked good from here. But only nicked the backboard, which forced it to go out of bounds. But it will be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. 14-11. Raylee Langford with the inbound. Out of Clark Ivett on the left wing. Sizing up. Caden Henderson gets cut off in the short corner. Has to give it up to Herndon. Now Langford on the right wing. Gets the handoff. Right back to Clark Ivett. Crossover dribble. Works her way through contact. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Gators. They're going to get Caden Henderson. In news within the sports world, Charles Bediako, the center for Alabama, has just been ruled ineligible. We'll talk about that a little bit here at the halftime break. Herndon runs her way in the short corner, has the layup blocked from behind. 2 minutes to play. Warriors lead at 14-11. Henderson has it just beyond the right wing. They tried to dump it down to Bone. Almost got it intercepted. Ball kicked back to Henderson. Off the hand of Ivett, then off the foot of Henderson, and into the arms of Coach Corey Harrison. It's Warrior basketball. Under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. 14-11 is your Warrior lead. Ivett gets to the left elbow. Hand off to Kesey. Back to Langford. Now back to Herndon. Now to Ivett. Spins her way back towards the middle of the floor. Kick out. Langford's three is off the back iron. And Palmore will sky the rebound. Palmore, the point guard for the Glenwood Gators, gets to the short corner quickly and works her way then back to the middle of the floor. Tried to kick it to Reagan Bone. Lucy Zellner, or apologies, that was Sutton Lewis who was there to intercept it. Ivett now works in transition. Can't float it up and in. She thought there should have been a whistle, but there's not one. 65 seconds to play in the second quarter. White, frustrated, trying to get it to Palmore. Knocked out of bounds by Raylee Langford. 14-11. Late here in this second quarter. Shots not falling for either team so far tonight. Palmore will walk it across the LSA. It could have been an offensive foul as she extended the elbow, trying to get Haynes Kesey off of her down low to Henderson, and she loses it. Another turnover by the Gators. 48.7 to play here in this second quarter. Ivett at the top of the key. Gets it to Langford. Now Kesey. Now back to Herndon. Now back to Ivett. Works her way down low. Kick out Langford. Pump fake blow by. 15-foot jumper. Gosh, the Warriors can't buy a bucket here in this second quarter. Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal. Could have been a loose ball foul and possibly should be. And they're going to get Hallie Palmore. That's a loose ball foul as Haynes Kesey was trying to track it down. Palmore undercut Haynes Kesey. That's now three on Palmore. 27.4 here in the second quarter. Palmore will now work her way to the bench for the final 27.4. Herndon gets the inbound. Now to Clark Ivett at the free throw line. Her jumper sits off the back iron and the backboard and gets the friendly roll here at home. 16-11, 15 seconds to play. And now you're seeing this Gator offense trying to figure out who wants to bring the ball up the floor. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, Hargrove has it, guarded by Kesey. Trying to get it to Henderson, has nowhere to go. Gets it to the left elbow, the jumper at the buzzer is no good. And that is how The first half, not necessarily. Oh my goodness, they called a foul. Oh my goodness, they called a shooting foul. Both teams were already walking towards the bench, and the official from half court is going to bring both teams back onto the floor for the Gators to shoot two free throws. Holy cow. Corey Harrison's all the way up at the scorer's table asking for either an explanation or seeing who the foul was on. But as of right now, with no time left, they're now going to put 10 seconds. There's no way. Right now, it's Emerson White, who wasn't even the shooter, who is standing at the free throw line. If they call the foul, that's one thing, but White was not the shooter. So regardless, it's only the first team foul on the Warriors, and so if anything, it would be a baseline out of bounds. Confusion on both ends as both parties are trying to sit and wait for whatever the result. It was Lily Moody that shot the elbow jumper. But it's Emerson White who stands at the free throw line. Now there's a conversation between the officials. Again, it was Lily Moody that shot the elbow jumper right before the buzzer. They called the foul, but it's Emerson White who they called the foul on. If this was not a shooting foul, it would only be the second team foul on the Lee Scott Warriors, which means it's a baseline out of bounds. Emerson White is now pleading her case that she was shooting. Neither fan base knows what is going on right here. Both teams should be in the locker room for halftime. to 11 is your score. They put 0.3 back onto the clock, and Coach Corey Harrison is beside herself trying to get some sort of explanation. But Emerson White stands at the free throw line, and she can't knock down the first. Oh, what a moment this could be. Two dribbles, now three, a spin for White. The second free throw is good. 0.3 to play. Herndon is just going to inbound the basketball. And now we take it into the halftime break. 16-12 is your score after 16 minutes of play. Confusion on both ends. We're going to try and get some sort of explanation on what the whistle was because, again, the free throw shooter was not the one who shot the jumper at the buzzer, and if she was fouled on the floor, it's not a shooting foul. So we'll take it from there. Here as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports on the other side of this two-minute break. 16-12 is the Warrior lead after two quarters. We're back after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Disease in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
16-12, your score here after two quarters of play. And we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And we got our guy Davis McIsaac all the way on the other side of the gymnasium giving some sort of explanation as we saw whatever happened at the end of the second quarter there. Again, it was Glenwood trailing 16-12. An elbow jumper at the buzzer was no good, but a foul was called. Whether that was on the free throw or whether that was on the jumper or whether that was away from the ball, but the shooter from the elbow was Lily Moody, and Emerson White was the one who stepped to the free throw line. And so Davis says that she was fouled with 0.3 on the clock and we couldn't figure out how to get the clock. Well, again, that was only the second team foul for the Warriors. And so if the foul was on Emerson White, I'm not really sure why she was the one at the free throw line. Regardless, we move on from that and continue on here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll hope that 1 point doesn't play a big factor into it. It's 16-12. The Lee Scott Warriors have the lead here on the Lee Scott Sports Network here in the area championship for 3A Area 6. And my goodness, not necessarily the prettiest contest, not necessarily the scoring that you usually expect to see from these two squads. It was 66-33 in round one. It was 60-59 in round two. Defenses amping up, and the shots clearly are not falling here for either team. Lee Scott has had plenty of open looks tonight, and you hope that in the second half, when you flip rims, maybe they'll be able to find the bottom of the net just a little bit more. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. There have only been five scorers here tonight between the two squads, starting with the Glenwood Gators. Haley Palmore leads all scorers. She has 7. Lily Moody has 4. And Emerson White's with the one free throw at the end there to give the Glenwood Gators their 12 points. Clark Ivitz leads all scorers here tonight. She has 13, and Maggie Herndon, the other scorer for the Lee Scott squad, she knocked down her first triple of the afternoon. So 16-12 is your score here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. And again, what we talked about and got the breaking news for just a moment ago, all fans may feel different. Alabama fans may feel different about this as well. But Auburn coming off a loss inside Neville Arena to the Alabama Crimson Tide. And Charles Bediako, the starting slash backup center for the Crimson Tide, has been deemed ineligible for the remainder of the season. And so we will look at how that will play out as we go along. But definitely some breaking news there, as we saw ESPN and Pete Thame will break that information. 16-12, the Warrior lead at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll dive into what needs to happen in the second half for the Lee Scott varsity girls to cling to their second area championship in as many years and in their second year in the AHSAA. Don't go anywhere. We're back with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Both teams back on the floor putting up their final warm-up shots before we get going here in the start of the second half. But as we wind down, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And ran down over the break to ask Coach Corey Harrison about the play, and they were saying that, yes, she was fouled prior to the end of the second quarter, and the referees could not remember or couldn't figure out who the shooter was. And so a little bit of gamesmanship by Coach Perdue as it sent their best free throw shooter to the line. She goes 1-for-2, and so Coach Corey Harrison, well, to be honest, she said, I couldn't really be too mad because I've done that a time or two before, as coaches would, but it's not their job to remember who the free throw shooter should be. It should be the gentleman in stripes on the floor. But 16-12 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It'll be Lee Scott basketball now going right to left on your radio dial. Both teams scoring towards their bench, and hopefully this left rim for the Lee Scott Warriors a little bit more favorable than the right one. Clark Ivett has it, works her way down low, throws it up, and leaves it short. Five for the rebound. Gators are able to save it right to Lucy Zellner. Her opportunity is no good. And a jump ball is going to be called. I didn't even see that there was a fight for the basketball, honestly. But jump ball is the call, and it'll be Glenwood basketball with 7:42 here in the third. Emerson White brings the ball off the floor. Nobody picks her up. Left-handed layup following a spin move is no good. She's claiming she got hit on the face. We play on. Clark Ivett now runs the length of the floor. Her floater is no good, and Palmore skies for the rebound. Neither team can buy a bucket inside here tonight. Lily Moody's right-handed layup is no good. Palmore's layup is no good. And Henderson, the third chance opportunity. She gets it to go to trim the lead to two. Ivett now to Herndon, now down low to Kesey, back to Herndon at the top of the key. Now Sidney Dunlap, he'd love to make an X-factor in this game. Ivett has it, gets to the free throw line, kick out Haynes Kesey, her left wing three is too strong. And an official calls my time. I can believe that's as soon as the shot was missed to get Emerson White a little bit of help, maybe holding the lip, had a little bit of blood in there. So it'll be Gator basketball with a minute to play. A little unorthodox start to the third quarter, a little unorthodox here throughout the entire contest, to be completely honest with you. 16-14 is the Warrior lead. A low-scoring, defensive, but high-octane contest. Elbow jumper from Claire Hargrove is good off the glass, and we're tied at 16. Lee Scott again has continued to get decent, if not good, if not great shots, but nothing can find the bottom of the net. Dunlap looks to change it, and she does. Sydney Dunlap right in front of the Warrior bench, her first points tonight. And the lead back to 3, 19-16, 2 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. Allie Palmore is on the floor for the Glenwood Gators. She's on there with three personal fouls. Haynes Kesey almost gets a strip. Palmore able to keep it. Gets it out to Hargrove. She's going to try it again, this time from the middle of the floor. Couldn't get it. Offensive rebound on Sydney Dunlap. Layup is no good. Ball knocked around. Ball knocked out of bounds, and I believe by Haynes Kesey it was. It'll be Warrior basketball as Emerson White jogs back onto the floor. Lucy Zellner has two fouls, the only foul trouble for Lee Scott Academy. Palmore with three, White with two for the Glenwood Gators. Palmore has her free throw line jumper blocked, but able to get the rebounds and a third chance opportunity. And now a reach-in foul, I believe, on Maggie Herndon. That's her first personal here tonight. 5.5 to play in this third quarter. Palmore, the inbounder, trying to find it to anybody and throws it out of bounds. Nice defense by Lee Scott. Close to a 5-second violation. Turned into a turnover regardless. 5.5 to play here in this third quarter. Ivett walks the ball up the floor with her left hand. Gets it to Haynes Kesey, who gets the screen from Zellner. Kick out. Sydney Dunlap, she tries it again. Left it short off the front of the rim. Kesey is brought to the floor. A jump ball is going to keep it with Lee Scott Academy, but a lot of physicality away from the basketball. Haynes Kesey had to pick herself up from almost out of bounds when the ball was on the left side of the floor. Inbounds from Kesey goes to Ivett, but is knocked out of bounds by Caden Henderson of the Glenwood Gators. 5:17 to play. Kesey, Ivett, Herndon, Lewis, and Dunlap, the five on the floor. Clark Ivett works her way in transition. Elbow, or not quite in transition, looked like it because two Gators bought the fake from Kesey and Ivett. Ivett able to get it right back and works her way to the left elbow and has her jumper partially blocked, but is clipped on the way by, so she'll head to the line to shoot two, where she knocks down the first. It almost looked like a transition play with a couple trailers, but it was because Ivett started running to the free throw, or the half court line, rather. And then pump fake, but two Gators were caught out of position. And Ivett goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, just like that. The lead is back to 5. Kesey denying Palmore the basketball, and I love to see it again. Force the rest of these Gators to bring the ball up the floor. Force the rest of the Gators to create and make plays and beat you. Henderson out to Claire Hargrove. She gets cut off in the short corner. Nice defense by Sydney Dunlap. The layup is short. Ivett with the rebounds. 4-on-3. She doesn't like her numbers. She backs it up. Nobody picks her up. And she'll take it from three. And she gets it from three. Timeout by the Glenwood Gators. It'll be a full timeout, which means we will take one with them. The lead was 1. The lead now 8. 24-16. 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. You've awoken the beast in Clark Ivett up to 18 points here tonight. We're back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Have to play here in this third quarter. A rivalry game, the area championship game. Not much more could be on the line here tonight between the Glenwood Gators and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. 4.5 to play. The Warrior lead was 1, and just like that, it is 8. 24-16. Clark Ibit, 5 straight points. Sydney Dunlap's 3 in there as well. A reminder that the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. It's the Glenwood Gators inbounding, and they'll have to work their way the length of the floor. And they'll do so with Henderson, who gets picked up at the three-point line by Sutton Lewis. Now to Hargrove. Now out to Moody right in front of the Gator bench. Palmore thought about the three from the volleyball line, didn't take it. Instead, gets it to Moody in the short corner. Could be a travel, no whistle. Nice defense, Herndon, but better offense. Lily Moody now has 6 tonight. And the lead is trimmed to 6, 4 minutes to play. Clark Ibit has it at the top of the key. Out to Haynes Kesey, gets 2 feet in the paint. Kick out, Sydney Dunlap for 3. She left it short, and Henderson will gather the rebound. Halfway through this third quarter. Kesey, guarded by Palmore, loses it, and Palmore went for the basketball and quickly backed up to not pick up her 4th personal foul. Ivitz gets the steal. Kesey has it. Now Herndon, pump fake blow by her left elbow. Jumper is good. A nice move from Maggie. Had it on the left wing. Pump fake. A one dribble pull up on the elbow. Beautiful move. She's up to 5 here tonight. Would love to see that number continue to increase. 26-18. Palmore gets the off-ball screen and cuts back door. Works her way to the middle of the floor, and she's tripped as she throws it up with the left hand. A veteran savvy move as it turns into a shooting foul. She'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Palmore up to 7 here tonight. Had 4 in the first and 3 in the second. 2 dribbles. And the first free throw rattles in and out. Samford Gymnasium continuing to file in here tonight for the Lee Scott Varsity Warriors. The Varsity Girls and the Varsity Boys both hosting the area championships here tonight. Both of these teams, or I guess all 4 of these teams, are already postseason bound. But my goodness, that's not enough between Lee Scott and Glenwood. Palmore goes 1 for 2 from the stripe. The lead is trimmed to a touchdown, 26-19. Clark Ivitz, her three-pointer from the top of the key is no good. The Gators are willingly going behind and underneath any screen. If you're Clark Ivitz, you'll happily take that from the top of the key. Just couldn't get it to find its home. White has it in the short corner. Out to Hargrove. Her right wing three is off the far side of the rim and goes out of bounds off over the backboard. And Warriors will take over with 3 minutes to play here in the third. 26-19. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. The Gators going left to right. Ibitz thought about the three yet again. Instead, gets it to Haynes Kesey. She gets 2 feet in the paint. Dribble handoff to Dunlap. She gets 2 feet in the paint. Kick out. Maggie Herndon in front of the cheerleaders. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound is with Hargrove. Now Palmore runs the length of the floor, and the right-handed layup is good. Palmore now in double figures. She has 10 of the 21 for the Glenwood Gators. Ivitz has it at the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Haynes Kesey. Spins back and gets it to Ivitz. He looks over at Coach Corey Harrison. And she'll set up the offense. Crossover dribble. Gets to the left elbow. Spins her way back towards the middle. Dunlap. Now Herndon gets in the short corner. Gets cut off. Kick out to Haynes Kesey. She's able to grab it with one hand before it goes out of bounds. A long possession for the Lee Scott Warriors. Kesey has it on the left elbow. Dribble drive to Sydney Dunlap, who gets the dribble drive to Clark Ivett. Ivett works her way to the short corner, but gets cut off. She's now double, if not triple team. Gets it back to Dunlap. Works her way in the paint. Had a layup, decided not to take it. A long possession for the Lee Scott Warriors. 90 seconds to play here in the third. That being said, in a 7-point game, or a 5-point game rather, you'll happily take what you're getting right now. Ivett's happy to just stand out here and find a way to make this the last possession of the third quarter. You'd be surprised if the Gators allow it to be. 60 seconds to play. Now a Gator comes out to guard Clark Ivett. Gets the screen from Lewis. But Ivett just dancing around with the basketball. Now works her way to the free throw line. Kick out Kesey. Now Herndon. Now to Sydney Dunlap. She tries a triple from three. Can't rattle it home. Haynes Kesey falls to the floor. She's holding her stomach. She might have taken a shot. Haynes Kesey will sub out. Rayleigh Langford will sub in with 49.2. Kesey shaken up, holding her midsection. 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Henderson tries to take it the length of the floor, guarded by Sutton Lewis. Nice defense, right-handed layup. Oh, she's going to get called for contact. And Henderson will shoot two. First free throw was good. Second free throw from Henderson. She goes 2 for 2. Henderson has 4 points, and all four of them here in the third quarter. Back to a 3-point game. Clark Ivett looks into the teeth of the 2-3 defense for the Glenwood Gators. Works her way to the right elbow. Now to Dunlap, and she's going to get called for steps. Was trying to dribble drive to Maggie Herndon. But it's number 4, Lily Moody, that got her hands into the passing lane, and Dunlap was unable to get rid of it and was unable to keep her pivot foot. 25.7, and a 3-pointer can tie the game for the Glenwood Gators. Henderson going back to work on Sutton Lewis. Right-handed layup is good. Ten seconds to play here in the third quarter. 26-25. Ivett has it. Almost double-teamed. Gets it to Maggie Herndon. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Ivett crossover dribble. Works her way through contact. Kick out Kesey Herndon. And the Warriors weren't paying attention to the shot clock, or to the game clock, rather. It hits zeros. Much to the applause of the visiting Glenwood Gators. 3 quarters down. 1 quarter to go. 8 minutes for an area championship here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Your score, 26-25. The Warriors have the lead. The Gators might be hanging on to a little bit of momentum. Don't go anywhere. We continue on in 60 seconds. When we come back, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Let's
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Glenwood Gator basketball, but Caden Henderson with the illegal screen trying to set open Halle Palmore. So it'll be Warrior basketball leading 26-25 here. A low-scoring affair, but a high-octane, high-tempo contest here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Raylee Langford has it at the top of the key. Hand off to Clark Ivett, who gets the screen from Lewis. Now to Haynes Kesey. She works her way with the strong left hand, almost has it stripped, gets it down low to Herndon. Kick out Raylee Langford, had the open three, didn't take it. Clark Ivett, free throw line, jumper, and she got it. A good bucket to start the fourth quarter for the Warriors. Lead back to 3-28-25. 1 minute gone by here in this fourth and final period. Henderson in transition, kick out to Claire Hargrove. Three-pointer, no good. Layup in the offensive rebound is no good. And now a fight for the basketball with Haynes Kesey and Emerson White. Results with both number twos on the floor. But Haynes Kesey able to bring the physicality, force the tie-up, and gives the ball to the Warriors. Clark Ivitz runs up the volleyball line on the right wing. Gets the screen from Maggie Herndon. Gets to the elbow. Now Kesey works her way down low. Raylee Langford has it. Gets the screen from Herndon. Nice ball movement here for the Lee Scott Warriors. Ivitz, 20-foot jumper. She got another one. Not a shot you see very often. Maybe a step in front of the three-point line, if not the back foot being on it. But back-to-back buckets for Clark Ivitz, and the lead is 5. Quick in transition for the Gators. Layup, no good. Ivitz with the rebound. She works her way in transition. She's hacked, no whistle. And now a fight for the rebound goes into the hands of White with 6.5 to play. Palmore gets away with a carry, but has it stripped regardless, and now a foul is going to be called on Clark Ivitz. It's a tough foul for Clark Ivitz. One of those where you call it on one end, or you don't call it, rather, on one end. You feel like it's tough to call it on the next end, and now it should be a travel, and is. Nice defense, Sutton Lewis. They threw it down low to Claire Hargrove, and a pump fake, and shuffled her feet. Warriors get the basketball with 6 minutes left, leading by 5 here in the area championship. Ivett gets to the left elbow, dribble handoff with Haynes Kesey. She gets to the right elbow. And now Raylee Langford, the dribble handoff to Clark Ivitz. Ivitz has it on the left elbow, gets it out to Langford. Now to Kesey. Warriors very content having long possessions here, but Haley Palmore gets a steal with 5:40 in the fourth. Raylee Langford almost knocks it out of bounds, but the Gators try and save it, and it should be Warrior basketball. And now the official from half court is coming in trying to... Oh, okay. He was not making sure that the referee from behind overturned the call, making sure that Palmore, who ended up on the floor, was okay. Fine with that, just the way the whistle was blown. It seemed a little adamant. 30-25, 5.5 to play. The Warriors clinging on to a 5-point lead here inside their own gymnasium. Kesey now to Langford. And you love the slow tempo offense that you're seeing. Henderson almost gets the steal all the way in the front court. It should be a travel as Henderson grabbed the ball on the right block. The Glenwood Gators aren't a fan of it, but it's absolutely the right call. It's 100% the right call. I don't know what the frustration was. Henderson dove for the basketball on the right block all the way under her own basket and stood up without dribbling. Can't do that. So Warriors take over with 5 minutes to play. Kesey has it at the top of the key. Now Clark Ivett works her way down low. Free throw line jumper through contact. It doesn't matter. Clark Ivett now with 6 here in the fourth, and the lead is back to 7. 4:45 to play for an area championship, and Palmore gets stripped by Haynes Kesey. 2-on-1. Kesey tries to get it to Ivett. Almost gets it intercepted right back into the hands of Kesey, and she lays it in. Timeout on the floor. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Ivett with 6 in the fourth, and Haynes Kesey who's played magnificent on-ball defense all season long, really, but tonight especially, doing everything right that doesn't necessarily have anything on the scoring column. She now gets rewarded. And my goodness, the lead is back to 9 for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. During this timeout, let's pause for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
34-25, the Lee Scott Warrior lead has been stretched to 9 here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. My goodness, what a contest do we have. A rivalry game between the Glenwood Gators and the Lee Scott Warriors. The victor gets a 1 seed. The victor gets to hold a trophy. And Lee Scott looking to defend their area title inside their home gymnasium. They're 4 minutes and 32 seconds away from doing so here tonight. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, having a blast. And we hope you are too, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, that Radio Alabama app. Palmore, a nice pass down low, gets it to Moody, left-handed layup, no, but she's fouled. She'll head to the line to shoot a couple. One thing that you have to do now if you are Lee Scott Academy, this Gator team is going to try and work their way back into the contest from the free throw line. Try and chip away without any of the clock running. The first free throw gets the friendly roll from Lily Moody. Lucy Zellner will check in for Sutton Lewis. She had to sit a lot of the third quarter because of foul trouble. Second free throw, no good. Henderson able to gather the offensive rebound, goes up strong again, and she'll head back to the line. They're going to get Maggie Herndon on that foul, and that's one thing. Again, Glenwood does have a little bit more size on the floor. You got to find a way. Put a body on a body. Prioritize the box out prior to the rebound. The first free throw is no good. And Clark Ivett now is taking the spot of Maggie Herndon underneath the basket. It's Zellner, Langford, Kesey, Ivett, and Herndon. Second free throw from Caden Henderson is short. Offensive rebound, Lily Moody, right-handed layup. Hits every part of the rim, but won't go down. And Clark Ivett able to get the rebound. My goodness, that could have been a whole lot worse for the Lee Scott Warriors. 4 minutes to play. The lead is 8, 34-26. Kesey has it. Bounce pass. Rayleigh Langford right in front of the Warrior bench. She now works her way into the middle of the floor through contact. Gets it back out to Ivett. Now to Haynes Kesey. You're just seeing a little bit of motion. Offense almost looks like a three-man weave, but with all five Lee Scott Warriors. Ivett has it at the top of the key. Gets the screen from Maggie Herndon. Now to Haynes Kesey. Now to Rayleigh Langford. 3.5 to play. A long possession for the Warriors, and now an offensive foul on Maggie Herndon. You saw the official almost call it the previous time. Herndon with the handoff, trying to set the screen, and almost lifts the arm up just a little bit, initiating a little bit more contact than needed. Just like that, that's now 4. On Maggie Herndon, fouls on back-to-back possessions. 3.5 to play. The good news is you burned almost a minute. The bad news, you didn't get any buckets or any points. And the Gators reclaim the lead, trailing by 8. It's Emerson White who has it, guarded by Clark Ivett, trying to get to the short corner. Spins her way through contact. Could have been a travel. No whistle, but she heads to the line to shoot a couple. That's going to get Sutton Lewis. This will be the Warriors, or the Gators rather, 5th and 6th free throw in the last minute. And so you see the strategy that this Gator team is trying to claw their way back into this contest. The first free throw is good. Only Emerson's second point here tonight. Her second on the way. Can't rattle it home. Warriors can't get the rebound right back into the hands of White. Got away with a travel. Henderson, three from the top of the key, is an air ball. Volleyball spiked out of bounds off the pennant. A rather athletic play there from, was that Lily Moody? But goes out of bounds. Warrior basketball leading by 7, 3 minutes to play. And you love the offensive burning clock, but my goodness, you got to still find a way to find the bottom of the net if you're the Lee Scott Warriors. Lewis, the on-ball screen on Langford. Now back to Clark Ivan. Works her way through contact and a foul on the floor. They got Caden Henderson. That is her fourth personal foul. Again, looking at the foul count, 5 fouls already for the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. And so any fouls will lead to the Gators shooting free throws. Only 2 team fouls on the Gators. 2.5 to play. 34-27 here in the area championship inside Sanford Gymnasium. Clark Ivett has it on the right wing, being guarded by Caden Henderson. And she'll back things out. Ivett now running left. Gets it to Rayleigh Langford at the top of the key. Now Haynes Kesey. Right back to Ivett. Thought about the jumper from the free throw line. Instead, works her way through contact. Gets it up and in with the right hand. The patience of Clark Ivett. She has 8 here in the fourth quarter. 36-27. White has it down low. Gets cut off in the short corner. Kicks it out to the left wing in Palmore. Apologies, that is Hargrove. And a nice up and under. We'll get the Warriors to bite for it. Gators head right back to the free throw line. That bucket is so huge for the Lee Scott Warriors. You burned off 40 seconds of your clock while also finding the bottom of the net. And not that you want to foul, but you're at the point right now to where the Gators can hopefully, barring any offensive rebounds, which we've seen a couple of them here in the fourth quarter, you'd be perfectly fine trading 40 seconds in a bucket for 2 free throws. The first free throw was good. The second one is not. And Haynes Kesey will let it roll out of bounds. Actually, they're going to say that Henderson was almost able to get to it, but stepped on the sideline with 1:55 here in the fourth. Timeout on the floor by Coach Perdue. It will be a 30-second timeout. The official's not necessarily in a hurry to let anybody know if it's a 30-second or a full. So a 30-second timeout means we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 36-28, under 2 minutes to play here in the Varsity Girls Area Championship. In 3A, Area 6, Lee Scott and Glenwood doing battle. These teams split the regular season. It came down to a coin flip for the Lee Scott Warriors. Maybe didn't necessarily win the coin flip, but you happily took the result, which meant it was at Sanford Gymnasium and a low-scoring defensive battle, but not necessarily the way that you would think of. You'd think of few field goal attempts, teams really valuing and taking care of the basketball. You haven't really seen too many of those. It's been a high-flying type of game. A lot of shots, a lot of turnovers, but neither team's really been able to get it going here tonight. That being said, nobody other than Clark Ivins, who has 26 here tonight. It's absolutely ridiculous. Warrior basketball, minute 55 here in the fourth quarter. Langford able to get it to Clark Ivins with 1:50. There, she gets double teams, and they get it back to Langford. Now back to Ivett. Henderson trying to blitz Clark Ivett with Emerson White. Dribble handoff to Rayleigh Langford. Gets the screen from Zellner. Haynes Kesey is now going to get Caden Henderson on a reach-in foul, and that should be That is her fourth. Apologies. I had a miscount. I thought I heard before that it was her fourth, and I added another tally. That is her fourth, and that is the third team foul on the Gators. 90 seconds to play. A big inbound here for the Lee Scott Warriors. Herndon almost able to get it to Ivan, and Henderson almost stole it, but Ivan able to get it back in the front court. And she will wisely slow things down with 1:20 to play in the contest. The Gators send two at Ivett. Get it to Langford. Now to Herndon. Right back to Ivett. Right now, you're happy just playing keep away if you're Coach Corey Harrison and the Warriors. Kesey has it. May have gotten away with a travel. Got it down low to Zellner. And rather than attempting a layup, gets it back. Ivett, crossover dribble, has three Gators trying to steal the basketball from her. Looks like Harlem Globetrotters out here with Clark Ivett. Now just playing keep away. 50 seconds to play. Herndon now to Kesey. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Corey Harrison. Beautifully done. Beautifully executed. You burn 40 seconds off that clock. A 30-second means we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Probably not going to take you away for the remainder of the contest, but we hope you'll join us following the conclusion of this contest. It's about 20 minutes after we will have the start of the Varsity Boys Area Championship between Lee Scott and Glenwood. And if you want to see two of the best athletes on the hardwood in the state of Alabama, my goodness, Hayden Harper, Braylon Alexander, mano y mano, are going to go at it here tonight. If I had to guess, we're going to see a little bit more scoring in that Varsity Boys game. But we got to get there first. 50.2 remaining in the contest. The five in white for Lee Scott Academy. Raylee Langford, Maggie Herndon, Haynes Kesey, Clark Ivett, and Lucy Zellner. Langford, the inbounder, dumps it off to Clark Ivett. The clock begins to run again. The Gators send two, if not three, at Clark Ivett. The ball knocked out of bounds with 45.5. You can use the backcourt if you need to. Herndon catches the inbound and gets it to Clark Ivett before Ivett had established herself in the half court. That's why you never make the pass right at half court. Throw it beyond it to where you can make any pass without any stress. 44.2. Inbounds pass is knocked away by Haynes Kesey. Nice job denying Hallie Palmore the basketball. Henderson has it in the far corner, trying to spin her way on Lucy Zellner. Palmore has it. Her far corner three is well too strong. Should have been an over-the-back call on Moody. Instead, she's going to get called, or she's going to be the beneficiary, rather, of a shooting foul. Maggie Herndon had a really nice box out, and it was Moody who just reached over. But Moody now stands at the free throw line with 33.4. First free throw was good. Moody now has 8 points here in the contest. The lead is 7. The lead is 6. Herndon inbounds it to Clark Ivett. Baseball pass to Raylee Langford, and she's fouled. 29.7. Warriors not quite in the bonus yet. The next foul, they will be. So Herndon to inbound with 29.7. Gets it to Clark Ivett. And the Gators are going to have to, but they don't want to foul Clark Ivett. Emerson White trying to. Raylee Langford. Now Maggie Herndon. And the foul is going to be called on Raylee Langford after she had already gotten rid of the basketball. But Langford, a solid free throw shooter for Coach Corey Harrison. And what a moment. The one senior on this team for Lee Scott Academy, who didn't play her junior year, missed it, and came back for her senior year, knocks down the first free throw. Can't get the second. Henderson with the rebound. 17 seconds, 15 seconds. The Warrior lead is 7. Hargrove dribbling right, loses it out of bounds as it was poked away by Maggie Herndon. It'll stay on the far side of the floor with the Gators. 10.8 to play. The lead is 7 for Lee Scott Academy. Palmore, the inbounder, trying to find somebody. gets it to Hargrove. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6. Two-point layup, no good. Rebound with Clark Ivett. 2 seconds, 1 second. Your final score, Lee Scott Academy 37, Glenwood 30. Back-to-back years for Coach Corey Harrison inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott varsity girls are 3A AHSAA Area 6 champions. What a contest here inside Sanford Gymnasium. My goodness. What a fight from both of these teams. High octane, high energy, not pretty by either team, but the Lee Scott Warriors make enough shots to get the job done here inside their home gymnasium. Your final score, 37-30. Your Lee Scott Warriors are area champions.